I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. In the wake of Friday's deadly terrorist attacks, Governor Snyder says he is halting his efforts getting Syrian refugees to resettle in Michigan. That's after earlier this fall when he said he would ask permission of the federal government to welcome refugees fleeing violence in the Middle East. In a moment, we'll talk to Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He spoke with Snyder earlier today. But first to Steve Tobachman, Director of Global Detroit. Now, Steve, your organization helps, as you put it, welcome, retrain, and empower immigrants. What is your response to this decision by Governor Snyder?
Well, we've worked very closely with Governor Snyder in making Michigan a very welcoming place to immigrants and refugees because we see it as critical to the economic future for the state of Michigan and that, you know, immigrants create jobs, they don't take them. And what we've seen is that in parts of the Michigan economy where immigrants have participated, we've seen significant growth from agriculture to manufacturing to retail services and high tech. And so we certainly were grateful that the governor talked about welcoming refugees in the fall. And we stand with everyone across the world that really is shocked, just horrified by the events in Paris. I'm not sure in terms of pausing refugee resettlement and security clearance what the governor knows that the public doesn't know. Thus far, the flow of Syrian refugees to Michigan has been but a trickle because of the intense and elaborate security clearance processes the U.S. government has put in place. I'm sure we will learn a lot more about the details of the Paris attacks in the coming days, but it's not clear that that we need to overhaul the security clearances that are pretty intense as it is. We also look forward to hearing more details from the Snyder administration about what concerns there are. But ultimately, we believe that, you know, that there's a historic role that the U.S. and Michigan play in dealing with refugees and global suffering, and that, you know, the refugees that have been coming thus far, the 100 or so Syrian individuals already resettled in Southeast Michigan, you know, largely were fleeing the exact violence that we saw over the weekend.
So then how does this decision, the decision by Governor Snyder, impact that feeling, that hope that you're talking about, that Michigan can be a welcoming place for immigrants fleeing violence?
Well, given how horrific the events were over the weekend, I think that it's appropriate to ask questions to make sure that refugee resettlement is happening with appropriate security clearances. It's our hope if we are indeed pausing any refugee resettlement, that it be done with an eye to resolve those questions as quickly as possible. And hopefully that can be done in a matter of days, if not weeks. And that the reality is that we were led to believe that the security clearance process for those who are going through the refugee process was fairly intense and that the folks were under rigorous scrutiny. You know, the reality is that Metro Detroit, for example, has played an important role in the helping Christians who were being persecuted in Iraq who couldn't be anything further from the kind of terrorists that the Islamic State is talking about and, in fact, have been on the front lines of fighting it and suffering. And we certainly need to stand with those allies and be united as opposed to saying, sorry, we're not going to be part of anything that goes on in another part of the world.
And now, so the effects. What do you think the effects of this decision will be?
Well, I don't expect that you'll see this decision is a long-term decision for the state of Michigan. I think that what Governor Snyder will find and what other things we'll find is that indeed the U.S. government has been doing everything within its power to check the backgrounds and to vet the refugees who are accepted for resettlement. But, you know, the reality is that I don't expect that somehow Michigan is going to take a stance that would be in contradictory to other states in the union about working with the federal government through the refugee resettlement process. I don't expect that that's where Governor Snyder is intending to go. I think that we are literally, you know, just hours away, probably less than 100 hours away from some truly horrific events in Paris that are shocking and do call us to to make sure that what our approach is on the issue of refugees, as well as really homeland security, are appropriate. So we look forward to letting the security experts handle the crisis and feel that, you know, that Michigan can continue to be a welcoming state, a nurturing state, an inclusive state that will create opportunities for all of us.
Steve Tabachman, Director of Global Detroit, thank you so much.
Thanks.